Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Do you inspect what you expect? I heard that principle a very long time ago, and you know what? I think it's fantastic because there's this myth out there that says when you delegate something, you let it go completely, you don't even remember it anymore, you don't even think about it. And you know what? There is that type of delegation, and that type of delegation is fantastic. But I also think there's a type of delegation where it's not fully ready to be handed over completely. And so what you do is you actually give it over, you equip, you empower the person, but then you come back and you inspect what you expect. And what that does is it brings in quality control, it brings in communication, because things may have adjusted and there's updates that happen. But I think what it does is it basically is it's my leadership style. I don't want to many times fully give something over where I don't even think about it anymore. Now, there are certain situations that happens, but most of the time, I just want to know that it's being done. I don't want to know the details. I want to know that it's being taken care of. But then I come back and I just say, hey, let's just chat about this briefly. And boom, they fill me in. There goes the confidence and my little quirks that are weird. It allows me to be chill and then move forward and not stew on it, not dwell on it, and just keep moving and doing what I can only do and letting that person do what only they can do. This is what I'm doing more and more in my leadership style. It's just a confession. I don't know where you are. Where are you? Are you somebody who can't delegate anything? Are you somebody who delegates everything and you don't even think about it? It's not even in your mind. That's cool. You know, we're all different leaders. We're all different personality types. Me, I'm the inspect what I expect, and that seems to work really well with me. I don't think it drives the team crazy. If it does, they need to tell me. But that's kind of where I am at in my leadership progression. And as a result, we've been able to do a lot more because there's a lot more people who are equipped and empowered to do what they do. Be a soul on fire, and let me know what you do. And hey, if you're a solopreneur, if you need help with this topic, if you're still in your day job, and you need to go pro with your dream job, check out dayjobtodreamjob.com. That book really gives you a lot of practical, tactical strategies on how to make the leap and how to start with a side hustle and then move into a full-time gig. Check it out, and I think you'll dig it. We got a free book for you too, dayjobtodreamjob.com. Go over there, click free book. Just cover shipping and handling. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.